What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. That's right. Tom Kelly takeover of the afternoon show continues today. I'm back in for the guys. They're off this week. I'm with you today. One more day. Brodes in the rest of the week. Congratulations to Brodes and his wife, by the way, welcoming another daughter into the world. So Brodes will be with you tomorrow. I'm with you today, though, and a lot of stuff to get into throughout the course of the show today. And, you know, to follow up on yesterday's show a little bit, because yesterday we obviously talked a lot about Jalen Hurts, and that kind of dominated the conversation. Jalen Hurts being ranked ninth on the ESPN list. I told you, I understand if you're looking at the regular season, how Jalen Hurts could be ranked there. I would have him higher. I'd have him number six on my list. And if you'd like to discuss that today, we can. But off of that, I started thinking about how we look at the Eagles going into this season. And obviously, camp starting up next week. It's kind of crazy that that's already upon us here. And we're going to start looking at how the Eagles are going to be able to try to defend this title this season. And they have a legit chance to repeat. I mean, let's look at it and let's look at this team. They have a much better chance than they did back in 2018 when that roster was not nearly as good as I think we thought and maybe hoped it was at the time. I think they have a much better chance to be really good again than they did in 2023 coming off that Super Bowl loss. But I was thinking about this team and how it projects moving forward here. And I think the general consensus seems to be that the concern is on the defensive side of the ball. They've lost players on that side of the ball, pretty much half your starting defense. The offense, for the most part, remains the same. So I get it from that standpoint, but in the end, I disagree. I think when you look at the Eagles this year, I think the concern lies far more on the offensive side than it does on the defensive side. I think the Eagles' bigger worry, the Eagles' bigger concerns are offensively than defensively. And I think if one side of the ball isn't going to live up to their end and isn't going to meet expectations this year, I think it's going to be the offense. And I want to know if you agree to start the show. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Which side of the ball at this point concerns you more with the Eagles going into 2025? Is it the offense or is it the defense? What's the bigger concern? And for me, it's the offense. And I'll explain why. Because my assumption, and who knows, we'll see how it plays out throughout the course of the show, but my assumption is that most people will not agree with this. Mostly based off conversations this offseason we've had with people. And I get it to an extent. The Eagles have lost players on defense, no question about it. They lost Milton Williams. Lost Josh Sweat, lost Slay, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, a lot of different faces, a lot of different levels of that defense, to be honest. But I've said consistently, I don't feel like any of the guys that the Eagles lost this offseason on that side of the ball significantly hurt your chances to compete for a championship and have this defense be as good as they were last year. I mean, you lose C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I'll just say right off the top, I think that was a good move. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a guy who we have vastly overrated here because people like his personality. People like the edge that he plays with. I don't think C.J. Gardner-Johnson's that great. I think he is an average safety in the NFL. I think he's going to be a pretty easy guy to replace, to be honest. Josh Sweat, I think we look at fondly because of the playoff run he had, but he was not having an incredible year before that postseason last year. This is the same guy that last offseason nobody wanted. The Eagles had him take a pay cut because they tried to trade him, and they could not trade him last year. Slay, I think, is a legitimate loss because that's the one spot where I don't think you have guys immediately ready necessarily to step in, but I'm confident you've been developing these young corners in your system. I'm confident that you'll find one of these guys, whether it's Ringo, whether it is Eli Ricks, somebody that you've been developing over the last couple of years, I think will step in and be able to replace Darius Slay adequately. The best player you lost is Milton Williams, and you have depth there. You have Moro Ojomo. You have Ty Robinson, who people are really high on, coming out in this draft as being a guy that can step into that spot. But most importantly, you have Jalen Carter. And I think we've spent so much time this offseason talking about what the Eagles have lost and not enough about what they have and what they still have. You have Jalen Carter, who I think has a legit possibility of this year's third season in the NFL being the best defensive player in football. I think that is how good Jalen Carter could be. We did our top 11 voting a few weeks ago. I had Jalen Carter second on my list. Made the biggest, I think the second biggest play in Eagles history, that sack on Stafford. He is a great player. He makes everybody around him better. The Eagles do not get enough credit for bringing Zach Bond back. I know they didn't do a ton of free agency as far as bringing players in from the outside, but keeping Zach Bond was the number one objective this offseason. The Eagles did that. You have Cooper DeJean, you have Quinyon Mitchell, these young phenoms on the back end who are now going into their second year. They're only going to get better. They have another year of experience, another year in the scheme, and that's the biggest part of things. You still have Vic Fangio, in my mind, the best defensive coordinator in football. That was one of the best coaching jobs I've ever seen a coach do last year, what Vic Fangio was able to do with that defense, and now you have a defense that is truly built in Vic Fangio's image. I mean, he had to go on the fly last year. A lot of those guys weren't his players. A lot of those guys hadn't played in his scheme before. Now you have a legitimate chance to mold your defense in Vic Fangio's image. I think you can tell by the way the Eagles drafted, that draft was largely Vic Fangio impacted. Like, he had a massive say, in my mind, as far as who the Eagles took, how they're going to slot into this defense. Just look how heavily that draft was weighted into defense. And you bring in those rookies. You have Jahad Campbell, who might not be ready at the start of the year. Jahad Campbell is going to play a massive role for this team at some point. And then you look on the other side and you look at the offense. And yes, it's mostly a lot of the same players, aside from Mekhi Becton, which, who knows, could be a big loss. I think you could probably replace him, but Mekhi Becton was great last year. Mekhi Becton was an all-pro guard last year. But let's face it, regardless of what you or I or anyone else thinks of Jalen Hurts, this was a running team last year. This was a team that was 28th in passing in the NFL. It's not going to be able to work that way again. Teams have studied all offseason on how to neutralize Saquon Barkley. Teams have looked at all offseason, how do we shut down this running game? It's not going to work as well every week. I'm not going to say that the Eagles won't be able to run the ball. When you have this offensive line, you have Saquon Barkley, and you have Jalen Hurts as a running threat, you should be able to run the ball effectively. But do I think it's going to be as effective as it was last year? No, I think that's kind of an impossible bar to measure up to. You're not going to be able to lean on the run game. You will need to throw more. And can I say that I am fully 100% confident that the Eagles can win that way? Week after week after week, I can't say it fully. Now, I feel a hell of a lot better about it than I did before the championship game in the Super Bowl, because that was one of the big questions all year. And in those two games, the two biggest games of the season, when Jalen Hurts needed to throw effectively for the Eagles to win, he was able to do it. That certainly gives me a lot more confidence than it did before those games. But let's face it, man, two games is not a huge sample size. And I can't be fully sure without having seen it. Without having seen, okay, this can be a passing football team. This can be a team that's not going to be as reliant on Saquon Barkley. That's not going to be as reliant on the running game. You're going to need to throw the football more. And let's face it, the biggest thing on that side of the ball, just like I said on defense, the biggest thing is bringing back Vic Fangio, him having another year to mold this defense and him, his image. You're making an offensive coordinator change. And I thought Kellen Moore did a phenomenal job last year of playing to Jalen Hurts' strengths, playing to this offense's strengths, putting them in positions to be successful week over week. Now, Kevin Petullo steps in, who, by the way, was the passing game coordinator, a passing game that was not great throughout the course of the majority of the season. And it's unfair to just look at the coordinator change and say solely based off that, that this season is going to go the way 2023 did. I don't know. I don't know how great of a coach, how great of a play caller Kevin Petullo is going to be. But all I know is this is his first time calling plays. He's never done it before. We saw how that went with Brian Johnson in 2023. It wasn't great. I mean, 2023, you look at that season and why that season kind of disintegrated on both sides of the ball. It was the coordinator changes. That is a big deal. That is something that I think will at least affect this offense to a degree, because Kellen Moore, man, he didn't get that Saints job for no reason. Kellen Moore got that Saints job because he did an unbelievable job here last year. And Kellen Moore, regardless of where he's been, whether he's been in Dallas, whether he's been with the Chargers here in Philadelphia, he had really good offenses wherever he went. That's because Kellen Moore is a great coach on that side of the ball. Kellen Moore's a really good play caller. Now, does that mean Kevin Petullo will stink? No, but I think it's hard to expect that this offense is just going to pick up where they left off, that they're going to be clicking on all cylinders from day one. And yeah, when I look at this season, even though you've lost more players on defense, I'm more concerned about the offensive side of it than the defensive side of it. And I want to know if you agree. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. That's how you get in to start the show. I'm more concerned about the Eagles' offense going into this season than their defense. I'm assuming most people will disagree with that, but that's where I am. I think even though you lost the pieces on defense, you have a lot of those young guys coming back. You have year two of Vic Fangio. Offensively, you change coordinators. You have a lot of the same players, but I do think there are other challenges that could affect this offense this year. And I want to know how you feel. 215-592-9494. Go to the phones in a few minutes here, but Luke Nichols producing the show today. And I'll ask you, Luke, as we go into this 2025 Eagles season, which side of the ball concerns you more at this point? Is it the offense or is it defense?
No, it's definitely the defense. I think there's so many more question marks defensively than there is offensively. Now, I'll give you Petullo being nervous about a new offensive coordinator. We've been through this every single year where there's a new offensive coordinator. I wouldn't compare him to Brian Johnson, though. Brian Johnson was at Florida and then came to the Eagles, was on the Eagles coaching staff for 1 year, and then became the offensive coordinator of the team. Kevin Petullo's been in the NFL outside of 1 year where he went to Texas A&M, I think, since 2007. And he's had a ton of different roles. He's in with a ton of different head coaches. So he has the experience that Brian Johnson lacked. But back to the defense, I'm nervous about the defensive line. I get it, we have Jalen Carter. But it's a lot of like, oh, Mauro Ojomo looked really good last year. Oh, Ty Robinson was a big steal. Can Nolan Smith continue his play from the second half of the year last year? Jalix Hunt right now is, what, the second starting defensive end? He's going to be on that starting defensive line? He's still very raw to that position.
They have Azeez Ojulari. He's a former first-round pick.
Oh,
don't forget
course.
About him. Don't forget about Josh Uche. Had 11.5 sacks in 2022.
My
Come
apologies.
On,
let me rework my entire opinion here. But no, and then the cornerback two position, you still don't really know. Right now, it kind of feels like it's just being given to Kelee Ringo. Has he proven enough so far to just be handed that position? I don't know. Even at safety, you got Reed Blankenship and then who? Sidney Brown, Andrew Makuba? Makuba isn't even signed yet. So even at linebacker, you don't have
him.
I never know. But then at linebacker, you're not going to have N'Kobe Dean for how long? So then you have Zach Bond, and then who's going to be right there? Is it going to be Trott? Is it going to be Van Sumeren? Or is he going to be the fullback every single play now? So I'm worried about the defense. I get it. We have Vic Fangio, and he did great last year, and we had an entire draft pretty much for Vic Fangio. But even with all that, there's still a ton of question marks at every level of the defense. I get it, we have Cooper, DeJean, and Quinion, and Bond, and Jalen Carter, and those guys are great, and that's the core of your defense. You just got to round out the edges here.
Yeah, I got you. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, which side worries you more going into this season or concerns you more? Because I don't think it qualifies as worry, I mean, at this point. But which side concerns you more, the offense or the defense? For me, it's absolutely the offense. And again, like, to bring back, to have all those core players at each level of your defense, to me, is a massive deal. Like, Jalen Carter, and I was a huge Fletcher Cox fan. I think Fletcher Cox was underrated throughout the majority of his career here. Jalen Carter is already better than Fletcher Cox ever was at any point in his career. And that is not speaking lightly, because Fletcher Cox in 2016, 2017, 2018, he was incredible. He was one of the best defensive linemen in football. Jalen Carter's already better. Zach Bond is coming off of a season where he was a nominee for Defensive Player of the Year and made huge impactful plays really in every game, really in every playoff game. And you look at that secondary, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, what those guys did, they did in their rookie seasons. They did for the first time in their career. You don't think that they're going to get better, that they're going to improve. And with Vic Fangio leading this thing, I just don't really have concerns about the defense. They were so great last year that even with the pieces they lost, I'm not really worried about them stepping in, the guys behind him stepping in, the guys behind the players they lost, and contributing this year. And the offensive side of it, the coordinator change is something that I really don't think we talk enough about. And not just because of what happened in 2023, because we saw what happened with the offense, Brian Johnson, that year. But the league catches up. Like, this is a smart league of coaches who obsess over this. And you, if you don't think every coach in the NFL, every defensive coach in the NFL who's got the Eagles on their schedule this year, they spent the last 6-7 months in part, you know, designing ways to make the Eagles do what they don't want to do. And I think it's pretty clear, based on last year, based on the majority of last year, the Eagles would prefer to run the football instead of throw the football. And I think it's a lot for a coach like Kevin Petullo, who doesn't have a ton of experience. And here was Kevin Petullo, when he was hired, talking about his approach when it comes to play calling.
What's your philosophy or approach as a play caller?
My approach, right, is put the players in the best position they can to be successful. And then that's what it comes down to. You know, you want to make sure they're confident in everything that they can do, and you want to be confident as a coach that you put them in that position so that they can go out there and do their best.
And, yeah, I mean, that sounds good in theory, but I think it's really tough to actually implement.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Play calls that put players in the best position. Here was a little more from Petullo on adjusting to his new role.
Who were some of the play calls
since you come into this new role?
I mean, really, some of it's still similar, right? The biggest thing, obviously, is I'm the one voice in the offensive room. I still had a big voice prior to, but it's really not a ton different. You know, a lot of the staff is together. We have a great staff, right? We have the best O-line coach in the NFL. We have the best tight end coach, the best receiver coach, best running back coach. And then we added a couple new coaches, and I worked with Parks Frazier at the Colts, and he's expanded his game. So it's really not that much different, you know, and like I said, those guys are so good at what they do. It's great for me, and as a whole staff, we really, really do well together.
And, you know, I hope that this is as seamless as I think the Eagles obviously hope it's going to be. But I'd feel better with a coach with more experience. I mean, one element of the offseason that I didn't love was not interviewing other people, not interviewing other coaches, not getting different perspectives. Because I think if the Eagles' idea is, well, we have all this continuity, we're just going to run it back, and we're going to essentially do the same thing that we did last year, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Teams catch up, the league catches up. And that's why you look back at the Patriots when they were on their great run. They would change every year. They would change basically every week. Where they'd have some weeks where they'd run the ball 40 times, next week Tom Brady comes out and throws it 40 times. Look at the Chiefs over the course of the last few years. They have evolved and changed from being a deep passing team with Patrick Mahomes to being more of a run-based team to being a dink-and-dunk team. You need to change constantly. And I don't know if a first-time play caller is just going to be able to do that as seamlessly as I think we hope it will be. And that's why I look at it, man. And I look at the fact that the Eagles were so reliant on the run game last year. And the run game was so dominant last year. I don't think they're going to be able to win that way again. They might in some weeks, but week to week, every single week, Saquon going for 150, 200 yards. I don't think it's going to happen. And it's going to be incumbent on Kevin Betullo, a first-time play caller, to change a lot of things with this offense. And I think you do need to change. I think you do need to change this offense. Even though, you know, it had so much success last year, I don't think it's going to work as effectively if you don't have new things, if you don't have new wrinkles. And that's a lot for a first-time play caller. And that's why I'm more concerned about this offense. 215-592-9494, if you want to get in. More concerned about the Eagles' offense or the defense as we head into 2025, as we head into training camp. Getting started next week. We'll get to the phones in a second, but I did want to introduce our next question for today. Because I'm at home last night, and I'm watching some of the Home Run Derby. And then I come in studio today, and the first thing I see when I turn on the TVs here in the studio is Pat McAfee. And I'm watching the Home Run Derby last night. And who's doing the intros for the Home Run Derby? Pat McAfee. And I don't like, I mean, I don't know the guy. I'm not one to say I dislike him. He's obviously a hard worker. But dude, I'm so tired of Pat McAfee. Like, I can't do it anymore. I mean, it's every time you put on the TV, he's at this event, he's at that event. He calls wrestling. He's doing the Home Run. Like, why do we need Pat McAfee at the Home Run Derby? Like, if it's a football-related thing, that's fine. Totally unnecessary. Total overkill. And our next question today, give me something you're tired of. It can be a person. It can be, you know, whatever you want. Sports, non-sports, whatever you want to do. Give me something or somebody you're tired of. Luke, I can't take Pat McAfee. It's just too much. Way overexposed.
Yeah, it's a lot. Pat McAfee feels like the one answer of someone that you're tired of. I'm right there with you. I had it on in the studio last night, and I couldn't hear him doing the, you know, intros, but I was just annoyed by it. Because
so
I'm like,
annoying.
Why is he, what is going on? And then at the very end, Cody Rhodes showed up, and it's like, what's he doing here? The Home Run Derby's weird. I had a lot of gripes with the Home Run Derby last night, but that's separate.
Well, the Home Run Derby stinks. I watched a few. It just takes forever. If the guy you bet on gets knocked out in the first round, like what happened to me with Matt Olson, I'm out.
Yeah.
If I don't have no money on it,
I don't like how it's just constantly, you don't get to appreciate the home run. They're already on to the next pitch when the ball's still in the air. Like, appreciate the bombs. Come on. But a guy I'm tired of, and it's the first one that comes to mind, and I've complained about him so many times before, but if you're giving me a chance to complain about him again, I'm going to. Aaron Rodgers. I cannot stand hearing about Aaron Rodgers. I don't care about him. I don't care about the Steelers. I think the Steelers are going to be terrible. I don't understand why teams like the Jets, like the Packers at the time, and now the Steelers are bending over backwards and letting this guy do whatever he wants. He wasn't good last year. He was a mediocre quarterback with the Jets. He's 40-something years old. He's at the very end of his career. He's doing the Brett Favre thing where he's just bouncing around from team to team. And now, for whatever reason, the Steelers have gone completely out of their norm. They have never had an offseason like this. They've never put up with any of this kind of crazy media stuff. And anytime they've had to, they've gotten rid of that player, like Le'Veon Bell and like Antonio Brown. This time they're welcoming that kind of PR with Aaron Rodgers. And I'm so tired of hearing about him and his little high and mighty condescending tone-ness that he has to him. I cannot stand the guy.
Toneness? I don't think toneness is a word. You didn't need the ness. Tone was good enough.
I don't appreciate his toneness.
Okay.
He's so annoying to me. It's just like he thinks so much of himself, and he's not even a good quarterback anymore. He's also been to one Super Bowl and has choked in countless playoff games.
And him and McAfee are best friends, so not surprising
there.
But yeah, and Rodgers being, I'm seeing videos of him being a jerk to kids out of this Lake Tahoe golf tournament.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah.
He's so annoying.
Yeah, so that's a good one. But give me something that you were tired of. That's our next question today. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's get a start on the phones here with Greg and Hamilton. What's up, Greg?
Hey, TK, I like the fact that you bring up good past things about how players look good or the years or whatever. But this thing about not giving the defense, not being concerned about the defense, and your what you just said about the offense, I brought up was really good. So why do we have to rely on them? I mean, is it going to be where we have to score 40 points and then the defense gives up 42 points and then you're still going to blame the offense because of that?
No, of course not. I mean, the defense didn't allow a lot of points last year.
Yeah, but the pieces we lost, all of the pieces that we lost is what bothers me the most because, again, there's 11 people on the defense, and the complementary players that we're counting on, you got to hope that these guys can actually fill the shoes of the others. So that's what I'm talking about. So
yeah. Yeah, sure,
that's
Greg.
What my concern is.
No, and that's fair. I just look at the guys the Eagles lost, and to be quite honest with you, I just don't think they were what will make or break this defense. Like, I think Milton Williams is a really good player. Milton Williams is not a $100 million player, and I think the Eagles will be able to replace him. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I'm not going to lie, man. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson is overrated here. And Josh Sweat is a guy who last offseason nobody wanted. The Eagles had take a pay cut because they couldn't trade him. And I look at between the guys that they signed to rush the passer and the guys they drafted.
About the players that we lost, yeah. I agree with, you know. Well, other than CJ, but there are other players that you're talking about. Those guys excelled because of Jalen Carter.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hope that the other guys can do the same thing. So that's where my concern is with the defense, whereas the offense is pretty much still intact. So if it doesn't pan out, again, they're not going to be able to – I mean, I still believe they're going to be able to run the ball. And what's the good thing about it is they're going to be so concentrated on stopping Saquon that this is where – the meager 120 yards or 100 less than 200 yards works for him. And this is where Jalen is going to win games that we need because of that. So that's why I'm saying I think that the defense is more of a concern for me than for you. So
yeah, that's
the way I see it. And I just think that you are going to put more pressure and I guess critique against Jalen if he's not able to score 42 points while the defense gives up 45.
Well, I don't think the defense is going to give up that many points, Greg. I just don't think that's going to be that big of a problem. But what do you have for our next question? What's something that you're tired of?
Something that I'm tired of?
Yeah.
I guess for us to constantly not show our own players love that we should be given when you know, as harsh as we are on our own players, when other people from other cities or teams that I know of respect and appreciate our players more than we do. That's the only thing that really bothers me right now.
Okay. Well, I hear you, Greg. I appreciate the call. And I don't know if that was in reference to my list yesterday. Jalen Hurts sixth on my list. I think that's appropriate. I mean, it's not underappreciate him. I mean, six is a pretty damn good ranking.
Did you have Jaden Daniels 5?
I did have Jaden Daniels 5.
You can't do it.
Why can't I do that?
He's a rookie.
I mean, if I'm taking a team right now, I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. I'm taking Jaden Daniels over Jalen.
Okay, if that's your reasoning, then I get it. But that's also because he's a rookie and he's on a rookie deal. Rookie deals are gold
contract,
in the NFL.
Contract aside,
I'm still taking
Jalen. I just think Jaden Daniels is a better player.
He's had one good year of play. One good year.
It was a pretty damn good year.
It was really good year.
And we'll get into the Commanders at some point a little later on because they have their own issues they're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But want to know, what's the bigger concern for you as we head into training camp here? The Eagles offense or the Eagles defense? For me, it's the offense. I know they lost more players on defense. defense. But losing the offensive coordinator is a big deal. And I think the Eagles are going to have to change the way they play going into next season. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Also, next question, give me something that you were tired of. It can be a person, opinion, whatever. Sports, non-sports, you're welcome to get in on that as well. I'm Tom Kelly, in for the afternoon show today. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.